The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man.
Bo Diddley.
May 21.
As a man.
You know, baby, we can have a lot
of fun. So, I got to meet Bo Diddley, too. Yeah. I'm so old. You play somebody, chances are I met that person. He was playing down a place called Rick's Cafe on Long Beach Island, and this was had to be 80s probably. And I said, I got to go see Bo Diddley in concert, and he did. It was a small like kind of bar, and it was right there, and he was great. And he was the guy, one of the great influences of rock and roll for all the British invasion, Bo Diddley right there. Hey, Joe on the radio, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, a lot going on. You could weigh in at 877-970-2999, but you know what? It's New Year's week. I wanted to come in today, and everybody's taken off. But you'll note we're trying to stay on the air. So I was on the air Friday. I want to be on the air Monday because everybody's kind of off. They take off. And then when I go to Italy and we're going again, yes, we're going again in April. I'm very excited about that. And then this fall, which I can't believe the fall, I made it through. Thank you very much. We made it through the fall, right? But I would call in from the boat when I was on the Media Research Center cruise speaking tour thing. And then I went back. You know, we went back to Italy, right? We went with the Perillo tour. And then I came back. So I wanted to make sure I was on the air. And then we want to show you the respect and appreciation because the greatest gift of all during this holiday season is you listening, you know, because we try to hash it off. Because it's important. As I see the things happening in politics and I notice them, I thank God for you being there because I know you get it. I know you get it. And I'm telling you, even if some folks don't agree with me when I support President Trump, they listen, but they're Democrats or they're liberals or, you know, it's New York. So we're all walks of life here and we accept everybody certainly on the program, but we appreciate you being there and being involved. And because I'm watching the things break down, I'm seeing what happened after this horrific, this machete attack in a rabbi's home in the United States of America, in the state of New York, up in Muncie, New York. I mean, and all I've been doing is railing about this anti-Semitic rise, not unlike 1936 Germany. And I said, if you've been listening, you hear me say that. And again, I credit my friends. I was brought up with old Jewish buddies down the shore. You know the story. Philadelphia, Jewish buddies, they were all Eagles fans. They're happy this morning, right? Mm-hmm. And Phillies fans. And I was a Yankee fan, Giants fan, and it was New York or Philly. And my buddy Michael would always go to the synagogue, and he taught me the beauty and of the heritage of the Jewish religion. So am I not objective? Maybe, but I don't care what religion you are. You can't go attack somebody. And if there is an attack and there's attacks continue to happen, do you not do something about it? And nothing's been done about it. And I've been railing about it for years now, about the anti-Semitic rise. And the answer is this. And I'm going to tell you the answer because people are afraid to tell you the answer. It comes out of the United States House of Representatives. That's scary. Because you know that enemy within? Well, it's within. And because I feel like I should come on the air because it is so time to show up and get rid of the dreck and the swampy creatures that are down there. Everybody, my friends who voted Democrat, look what has the Democratic House given us? What is it? They not only have they done nothing. What have they done? Listen, I'm a former Democrat and I understand when my daughter tells me, oh, my gosh, the Republicans, I understand. I still have that in my head. You know, I don't know why we're brainwashed like that. But that the Democrats never did anything about Ilhan Omar, who came in and started with anti-Semitic rants, anti-Israel rants. Get the heck out of Congress. Get her out of there. Whoa. Censure this person. Why were they so afraid? Whoa, no, let me rephrase that. Why are they so afraid? What are they afraid of? Rashida Tlaib is a vile, and I don't know her personally, so I don't mean, this is not a personal attack. Politically, when I observe Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, she's a vile person, a vile person. She gets elected. What's the first thing she does? I'm going to help my community. I'm going to help the homeless in my community. I'm going to reach out, and we're going to take care of Minnesota or Michigan, rather, and Rashida Tlaib. No, she goes, we're going to impeach that she used a vicious in front of kids. She used a vernacular you and I would never use in front of children. I'm going to go impeach the EMFer. She goes, well, are you kidding me? Where's Nancy Pelosi there? Where are the Democrats there? How dare you use that vernacular? Not in my house. Not I'm the speaker, not in my house. Censure, boom, censure, boom. No, they go after Donald Trump. What? Could someone explain the logic here, please? Can someone explain that to me? Oh, it's scary, I'm telling you. It's an anti-Semitic rise, and the politicians are not, there's no consequences. So what happens when you do that? You inflame the fringe. You inflame the fringe, and that's exactly what happened here. And the two with the Democrats, why aren't the Democrats doing anything about, they talk about guns this, guns that, guns this, can't have guns, they want to take away our guns. Where is that? Where's that narrative? Why isn't the House of Representatives, why aren't they doing anything? And again, I attacked the Republicans when the Republicans had the White House, they had the House of Representatives, they had the Senate. What did they do? Nothing. It's amazing. President Trump did as much as he did in his first term with the Republicans, really, like Paul Ryan not doing anything. They could have passed health care. They could have passed an immigration reform bill. They did nothing. And it's all Washington. But when you start attacking our fellow citizens, what happened in Muncie, New York, when I see it, and I've been talking about it, it's very frustrating that no one does anything about it. Now they're going out there. And Mayor de Blasio, oh, the hate comes from the White House. They start with the president. And then I saw this guy Swalwell. Well, how's this guy? I mean, I shouldn't even be talking about this guy. He actually, but it just, the tweet came out. I don't know why it was on my Twitter feed because I do not follow this guy. Swalwell, anti-Semitism, he says, is on the rise in America. Really? Really, Congressman? And it's being stoked at real Donald Trump, who won't condemn it. Are you kidding? Now, my jaw dropped when I saw that. And there's one that's even worse, I'm going to tell you, that you can't believe. When Swalwell says it, the president stoked it? How, can you say Ilhan Omar? Can you say Rashida Tlaib? Oh, yeah, by the way, here's what Tlaib said. Ready for this one? And folks still don't see the connection with his words, meaning Donald Trump's words, and how it ignites violence. He fuels people's anger and misguided hate. This woman has been vicious toward our Jewish brothers and sisters. Rashida Tlaib, she is a racist. She's a racist. Her and Omar should not even be in Congress. They should be censured. And that's what Nancy Pelosi should be concentrating on, not impeaching the president. Don't get me started. See, I'm getting worked up already. 7:13 with Joe on the radio. I see the phone calls. I appreciate it. Mike Fisher is going to join us, too. Here's another thing. Mike Fisher is president of the Central Park South Civic Association. He put in a request to get the president of the United States to help solve New York City's homeless problem. And that's what the president talks about, San Francisco. Did you see the pictures of San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi's district? They're so obsessed with politics, they don't care about our Jewish friends. They don't care about the homeless. I don't know what they don't care about helping guns so a guy can walk in with a shotgun in a church in Texas. How's a guy walk in with a shotgun? Is anybody watching this thing? And I know Texas, you have a right to carry, but did he have the shotgun out? Was it concealed? All of a sudden, thank God someone had a gun to take him out. And now I'm thinking of carrying a gun myself. I'm seeing the rise of violent crimes tick up in New York because there's no consequences. Like Al said last hour, They're gonna. They got this one girl. She gets. She assaults a Jewish a person on the street. She no bail. Back on the street. She does the exact same thing again. I'm telling you that we're gonna be in that. You know, Escape from New York. It's gonna be like that crazy movie, right? Rick Klein's gonna join us this hour as well. Dolph Eichen coming up next hour, and Mike Lindell as well. We'll talk about Don Imus, the death of Don Imus, the legend, the man who really gave us. Those of us on the radio really blazed the path. He was just as he could have been. He was raunchy. He was raw. But he was Imus, boy. And he wrote the book, you know. And then Howard followed in that path. And, you know, he's just. But what I always say about Don Imus and what I say about Howard Stern, great interviewers. They really were. Don Imus got right to the heart of the matter. And Howard's at the top of his game after all those years. But you could thank, I think, Don Imus for that. Colonel Alan West is a friend. When I went on that media research Santa Cruz with Mr. Brent Bozell, Colonel West was there. What a great guy. And I have to remember, Matt, you got to remind me to say thanks to Colonel West because we were in Greece, and I was going to say, I'm staying on the boat, man. I can't go out. My knee's bothering me. I can't go out. And Colonel West's beautiful wife said, oh, did you go to St. George's Chapel? And I go, and this is like we're leaning over the balcony of our cabins. And I'm going, what's St. George's Chapel? Oh, you got to go to St. George's Chapel. It's the highest point in Athens. And I ran off the boat before we left. I got a cab. St. George's Chapel, please. And it was really one of the most magnificent things I've ever seen. In all of Athens, the highest point of Athens. And which cut to, I bought some jewelry there. And I bought a beautiful little cross. And I gave it to Charlie for her birthday. Over the weekend. I said, honey, I got this in Greece. I've been holding on to this for you. So I thank Colonel West for that. And he will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. There's a lot to talk about. You know, look at these. The victim. When got the helicopter crash in Hawaii. Did you see? Do you know how many times I've been on a helicopter in Hawaii? Do you know how many times? I mean, that's a rhetorical question. I'm reading here. Authorities have preliminary identifications for the pilot and two passengers that were aboard a helicopter that crashed this week during a tour of Kauai's and Pali Coast in Hawaii. The official said the pilot was 69-year-old. Paul Matero of Alua, and two of the tourists, 47-year-old Amy Gannon, 13-year-old Jocelyn Gannon, both of Wisconsin. Four other passengers are believed to be a family from Switzerland. I have to tell you, when you would go to these choppers, you take the chopper tour in Hawaii, right? So when I first went over there, Kimberly and I would go, and then the chopper pilot, he would take off. And I never forget, he took off at a rapid pace, and then he hung the chopper almost vertical, and he brought it up, and the pilot looked, and he goes, hey, I flew this in Vietnam, you're in good hands. I go, oh, good, that makes me feel better, thank you. And he turned the chopper around as it was in a vertical, you know, and you're back, and you're facing up virtually. And he turned the chopper around, and he went, and I always thought, gee, this seems a little dangerous. And here, I always, my worst fears, you know, came to fruition here, and our hearts go out to the families lost here. And then there was a plane crash in Louisiana over the weekend. Oh, sorry. And then another plane crash, so our hearts out. You know, and it's supposed to be a jolly, holiday time, and all these things are happening here. Hey, so Joe on the radio, Big Al is back, and I got to read this. Rudy Giuliani calls Swalwell a coward after Congressman's attack. I love this, because this guy, Swalwell, get rid of him. He said Rudy Giuliani was like anti-Semitic or something. I don't know that he said that exactly, but he said he attacked Rudy Giuliani. And Rudy Giuliani was the most pro-Israel the mayors we've ever had in the city of New York. He threw Arafat out of a UN concert. Do you remember that? Prosecuted two Nazi war criminals. And he went to Israel to help after those bombings. He got on a bus when they were bombing buses. The mayor got on the bus, and he rode the bus in Israel to show support. This is crazy. Everybody's got to settle down. Hey, it's 7:19. Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there for you. And Mike Fisher's going to join us. Rick Klein is here. Al is back. Yay. Matt Sambolin producing. And Debbie's a lot to get into. It's a crazy, yeah. Good thing I came in. I mean, look at all this stuff happening, huh? Crazy.
It's great that you came in. You know, that was so sad reading about that plane crash in Louisiana, that Carly McCord, that young sports reporter, too. She's only 30 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that was just heartbreaking.
I don't know how that happens. It was a prop plane, correct? It was a prop plane?
I think they said it clipped a wire or something when I was reading the article.
Yeah. Well, there was no distress call, so they're going to have a very difficult time determining what the cause of the crash was.
That's somewhere I read about it clipping a wire. I don't know, though. Yeah, it's so hard.
And then while we're talking about this horrible news that's been happening, John Lewis, Representative John Lewis, whether you like him or not, all politics aside, diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I mean, that's a fight. And this is the guy, again, I don't agree with him politically. I couldn't even tell you what bills he passed that helped his community. I don't care. But our hearts go out to him. Mm-hmm. This is the man that marched with Martin Luther King.
Exactly.
Civil rights legend.
He's a leader.
So we wish him all the very best. Deb, we'll get through it. We always do as we go into 2020. Deb is going to get you through the traffic. I bet you there's a lot of holiday traffic today. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Hey, Joe, let's see what's happening. It's lighter than usual, but we do have a couple of problem spots for you out here this morning. On the New Jersey Turnpike, the Western Spur North, getting up toward the Meadowlands, we're getting reports of an accident on the shoulder. That one involves a down pole. Now, if you're heading to 280 westbound, the accident by the Garden State Parkway was clear, but the ramp to exit 6 is still blocked into Livingston because of a transformer fire on Laurel Ave in Livingston. Also, heading to 184 at Florida Grove Road, getting into Perth Amboy, ongoing accident investigation. It's still a little bit busy on the eastbound Gowanus at 38th with a disabled truck. Deegan North, ramp to the Cross Bronx. Watch for a debris spill over there. And we're seeing some volume on the LIE West getting out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. You may see some delays at the airports because of the weather, so check in with your airline. And over on the subways, B train service suspended between Kings Highway and Brighton Beach. It's all due to signal damage. And watch for some slowdowns on the Taconic North at Route 100 with a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at indeed.com/hire.
Larry Elder explains it's tough to get the truth out of Washington.
James Comey being interviewed by Chris Wallace. James Comey had repeatedly said that the dossier was valid, verified, truthful. Either it was essential or it wasn't. You said it wasn't critical. I.G. Horowitz says it was. Oh, I don't understand him to be saying that, but maybe I'm wrong. Hard to say. Can we move on to something else?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tesla's first car made in China has been delivered to an employee of a Tesla store in Shanghai. The first 15 cars made at Tesla's Shanghai Gigafactory are all being delivered to Tesla employees. Tesla hopes to step up production at the plant to 1,000 cars a week and eventually hopes to make 150,000 cars a year in China. Footwear company Tom's Shoes is restructuring. It'll transfer ownership to three investment firms, Jefferies Financial Group, Nexus Capital Management, and Brookfield Asset Management. Tom's Shoes has been struggling with debt. It has been known for giving a pair of shoes to a poor child for every pair it sells. On Friday, the Dow was up 23, NASDAQ dropped 15, S&P up a fraction. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year starts at home. Breathe fresh new life into your home this year with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more. Go to Blinds.com now through January 6th and save up to 35%. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 35% off. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, 726 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Lindell's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. You know, he has these great deals for you, the radio listener specials I told you about. That's actually started with Don Imus, rest his soul. Mike discovered radio through, I think, Don Imus, and Mike will tell us about that. But just for you, he wants to say thank you for making and building the MyPillow company into the great company that it is today. So he's giving you these, Mike Lindell is giving you these incredible discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, MyPillow. You got to try the MyPillow. Did you get the MyPillow? You got to get the MyPillow. But Mike is now offering a first time, buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets today. It's buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. Plus, what? Free shipping. Plus, what? They're extending the 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. Are you kidding me? Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. The buy one, get one free offer is yours on Giza Sheets. Plus, free shipping. Enter the promo code, please, AM970. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. I'm lowering my voice just to make it more forceful because you will see what a great deal this is. 800-651-0798. Just remember this, please, if you're driving, MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe in New York, New York, baby. Mike Fisher is the president of the Central Park South Civic Association. Mike, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for joining us on this this holiday little break that we have. We appreciate it. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe. It's a pleasure to join you on your show. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm good. I wanted to come in and just have some fun this morning, but I'm looking at the news, one thing after the next thing after the next thing. We're trying to come up with something, and then I'm walking across Broadway, Mike, this morning. There's a homeless camp already. It's there. I mean, I thought that he was shipping, Mayor de Blasio was shipping the homeless to Newark, and then yet still this poor person with a tarp over his or her, like campment there with all the plastic bags. I mean, what the heck's going on? And what gave you, Mike Fisher, the idea to reach out to the president about New York City's homeless problem?
Well, I've been working on the, trying to address the homeless issue in the city. Obviously, I live in the city and I have a lot of concerns about some of the issues that impact our community. And so when the president started tweeting about California and about the problem there and about if the governor doesn't do anything to correct it, he's going to bring the federal government in to resolve the issue. I decided it was time to get him a letter and get him involved in New York as well. And it worked because he did get involved and he did, tweet that he's very disappointed about with New York, and he'd like to get the federal government involved with that. And then from there, de Blasio was interviewed on Fox and yesterday, and was asked a lot of questions. And you listen to Mayor de Blasio speak, you think there's no homeless issue in the city. He says in 5 years there won't be a homeless issue. But the reality is that in his first term as mayor, he didn't even address the issue. He completely ignored it. The second term, he decided to address it with this Turn the Tide program, or Journey Home program, as he calls it. And generally speaking, when politicians say they're going to address something in the second term, that means they're kicking the can down the road. So he doesn't really know what he's doing, and I don't think he really. I think he just wants to get away as far away from it as possible.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, man. And nothing personal against Mayor de Blasio. Everybody tells me he's a nice guy, but for goodness sake, this is a problem. And Gerald Nadler, too, man. Gerald Nadler's up there trying to impeach the President of the United States, and we're trying to make sense of that, and it's making no sense. And then I'm seeing all the homeless in Gerald Nadler's district. How do these people have no... a sense. God, thank you for reaching out, by the way, because I feel bad. We all feel bad for the people in the streets, brother.
It's really terrible. I mean, the majority of people, probably 80-90% of the people that are homeless in the street are mentally ill. Yeah. These are people that need a lot of help.
Yep.
And the problem is that when the city approaches them and says, hey, we'd like to put you in a shelter, they don't want to go in a shelter. And so the city just walks away from them. And these people need rehabilitation. These are people who are, potentially they're mentally ill or drug addicts or alcoholics. They need help. And the city isn't prepared to do that. They don't have any programs in place that actually will address these issues. And so they stay in the streets, and the homeless population continues to grow. And the city needs to, to me, when you're dealing with somebody on the street that's mentally ill, you don't say to them, can we help you? You say, we're going to help you, come with us.
Yeah.
And you have programs in place that will help to rehabilitate them. And right now, the rehabilitation that the city has is just putting them into shelters. And the shelters don't rehabilitate. So they go in, they get beat up, they get robbed, they get back on the street. And that's not going to resolve the issue at all.
So you reached out to the president. Did you send a letter to the White House? Is that what you did?
I did. I emailed a letter to the White House, and he received it, and he responded.
Wow.
It was a quick response.
Wow.
One thing about the president is he's got his pulse on things.
Yeah.
And I also want to say that I have nothing against Mayor de Blasio personally. I mean, look,
Amen.
He's done some positive things in the city, the pre-K program. He's done some other good things. But, unfortunately, he's completely dropped the ball on the homeless situation.
That's right.
The homeless situation is not an easy thing to deal with. And I think that a lot of times politicians, they like more sexy things to deal with. They like things that are easy to deal with. The homeless population is a very difficult thing to deal with. But if he had addressed it in his first term, in my opinion, he could have been a real hero here.
Yeah.
And he could have helped out a lot of people. And unfortunately now, he's creating these programs where he's, wants to open up like 90 shelters throughout the city in the most expensive areas. So he's spending on the average of $5,000 per person to put them into like hotels or to put them in these buildings. And they're really not rehabilitating these people. And most of these people don't want to go in there anyway.
Plus, they're putting it into really high end real estate. I mean, which you think, okay, that's fair, but these people are paying astronomical, unheard of taxes. And now they're going to have possibly mentally ill people living right next door to their families, correct?
Well, from my perspective, I don't care. Look, if they put people in these buildings, I don't care where they do it in the city, and they actually rehabilitate them and they help them, and then they get them, ready to, once they rehabilitate them, help them get jobs, train them, help them get jobs, and then get them into affordable housing, I have no issue with that. I think that's great. But unfortunately, we don't have those programs in place. And so, if they put them in these facilities, they're going to go in, they're going to leave, they're going to go back on the street, and they're never going to be helped. And, that's a problem. The other thing is they're sticking – they're using a lot of these buildings that are owned by slumlords that are very unsafe.
Yeah.
There's a building on 58th Street, for example, that's a fire trap. It has one staircase going in and out, and they want to put 150 people in there. I mean, it's just – it's ridiculous. I mean, what he did was he shipped some of the homeless people, and I don't like to use the word ship, but he sent a lot of the homeless people over to Newark, and Newark was upset about it because they were putting them in unsafe buildings.
That's
I mean,
right.
We have to care about these people. We have to do whatever we can to help them,
not
put them in unsafe situations.
You know, it's a humanitarian crisis, and good for you, Mike, for reaching out. Mike Fisher is the president of the Central Park South Civic Association, sent a letter to Donald Trump. The president got back, and Godspeed. And, you know, keep us posted, would you, right here on the show, Mike, and let us know how it turns out and what we can do to help, please, okay?
My pleasure. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and keep up the good work on your end as well.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Happy New Year to you, my friend. Mike Fisher right there trying to help the homeless, as we all are. 7:34 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Rick Klein coming up from ABC News. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
41 degrees at 7:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Video of an NYPD officer being sucker punched in Brooklyn is being released. The incident took place Thursday at the corner of Livingston Street and Court Street, where police say the attacker was sitting on the sidewalk drinking alcohol and blocking pedestrians when cops asked him to leave. That's when 40-year-old Stephen Hayes punched one of the officers and wrestled him to the ground. The video posted on Twitter by the PBA on Saturday. Hayes is facing a number of charges. A great deal of Long Island may be dealing with flooding issues today. The National Weather Service is predicting some parts of Suffolk and Nassau counties may see as much as 2 inches of rain this afternoon. As a result, a coastal hazard message has been released, warning up to a half foot of water may stream over properties along and near the shoreline, causing inundation. A full coastal flood advisory is in effect for southern Nassau from 9 a.m. this morning until noon. In sports, Jets beat the Bills 13-6. Giants lost their season finale to the Eagles 34-17. The Giants will draft fourth in the upcoming NFL draft. The Jets will draft 11th. The Islanders come off a 3-game losing streak with a win over the Wild 3-1. It was the Devils over the Senators in overtime by the final of 4-3. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the Deegan North ramp to the Cross Bronx. A debris spill. Traffic overall pretty light this morning, but a couple of problem spots. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down at 38. That's a disabled truck. Then you're busy on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. Let's take a ride to the westbound belt. Some stop-and-go traffic out by Kennedy Airport. Heading to the airports, please check in with your airline because of the rain and fog this morning. Let's see what's happening as you head to the inbound GWB moving smoothly. Lincoln looks fine. Holland just 5 minutes into town. The New Jersey Turnpike Eastern Spur North at 15W, a disabled vehicle there. And over on 280 West, that ramp at exit 6 getting into Livingston, that ramp is blocked with a transformer fire on Laurel Ave in Livingston. Over on 184 at Florida Grove Road in Perth Amboy, ongoing accident investigation. Rain today, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
Sebastian Gorka here. How many of your investments have doubled over the last 2 years? If you follow the documented recommendation of Midas Gold Group's senior analyst and invested in palladium coins and bars, that's exactly what would have happened. Right now, they have new urgent precious metals buy and sell recommendations available to my listeners today. Call 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the only precious metals dealer I endorse because they offer intelligent analysis on buy and sell recommendations, not sales pitches. If you could use sound, practical precious metals investing advice, call Midas Gold Group and learn how to add the stability of gold, palladium, and other precious metals to your IRA or retirement investments. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000, online at MidasGoldGroup.com, 480-360-3000. Veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
All right, it's Red Kettle time. Team970.org, Team970.org. It's a great way to fight for the good this season because Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the United States every year. And you know what? They help the folks in our communities. That's the money you give stays within your local community. We raise a lot of money, and I thank you for that. Matter of fact, Salem Media across the country raised a lot of money. We want to close up our goal, and we just got a few more grand to go. So, we invite you to go to team970.org, team970.org, so we could show the rest of the network. Right, Al? We could show the rest of the network.
Seriously.
We're this close.
We're so close. And here's the best part.
Yo.
Your donation is tax deductible.
Yeah.
Who doesn't need a tax deduction, especially
and some,
if you live around
and
here?
And it was so great. Cause John Catsimatidis, God bless him, steps up. He goes, look, $1,000 dinner with me. We sold three dinners, and then one guy said, I'll give you another grand if the morning team shows up. Frankie texts me. I go, I'm there.
Yeah, we're all in. So that guy wants to put in a grand?
We can be bought. We can be bought.
Yes, we have a price.
And it's all for good.
And I promise not to be angry. How's that?
No, but they're going to want you to be angry at dinner. You ordered that?
I want to eat, though. I don't want to have agita.
Team970.org. This is the morning, and tomorrow morning, please, team970.org. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio is 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40. We are here. We showed up. No one else in town is on the radio. We are, and you know what? We love you for being there. Also, Rick Klein, he's a big shot. He's a muckety-muck at ABC News, political director, a young guy, a big star at ABC News. He calls into the radio show. Rick, thank you. Happy holidays, my friend. How nice of you to call this morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Happy holidays to you, Joe. Hope you're having a good and restful end of the year here.
Well, you know what? Friday, I just crashed. But Christmas was great. And was everything okay with you? Did you go to Long Island to the family? Did you do the whole? Can we ask you? I like finding out about the personal life of Rick Klein. You're always so busy in everything politics down there in D.C. Did you get a break to come up to New York, Rick?
I actually didn't come to New York this time. We went out to Maryland for a couple of days with the kids, and it was a chill couple of days. I'll be in New York a lot in the new year. That's where our headquarters is, so I'll see Mom and Dad soon enough. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no. Well, listen, happy holidays and all the best for 2020. You know, on politics, over the weekend, Tulsi Gabbard did an interview with ABC News, as you know, Rick. She said that the impeachment of President Trump will embolden him and increase his support. Do you think that's she's raising a red flag to her party? And is anyone listening, Rick?
Well, she's not alone in thinking that. And, you know, what's interesting about this whole exercise that the Democrats have engaged in is that there aren't that many of them that are sitting here now and saying this is really smart politics. They're saying we did it reluctantly. We did it because it's the right thing to do, or we did it because, we felt like the president was almost daring us to do it.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard many who said, you know what, this is the clincher. This is what it is. I think for a lot of people, I think what Tulsi was talking about is, the election's now going to be only 10 months away. And if that's the reality that you're up against, for a lot of people, they're going to say, you know what, I don't know about this whole impeachment thing, but I do know that there's an election soon, so let's settle it that way. So I'm kind of the school that it might not matter that much at all, one way or the other, just because a lot of things are going to happen in the next 10 months, as we know, Joe, in today's news cycle. But there are Democrats and Republicans certainly believe this as well, that will say this is a political suicide mission for Democrats. It's only going to make it easier for the president.
Yeah. Hey, Rick Klein, Tulsi Gabbard, as I watch her, and we study all the everything politics in the morning, 4 hours every day, 20 hours a week. It's like, my daughter says to me yesterday, Dad, you do this all the time? I go, yes, I said I'm addicted to it. I don't know what to tell her. You know what I mean? You listen to this. Can we turn it off? I said, well, I got to do preparation for the morning show. So I see if they ever back Tulsi Gabbard, correct me if I'm wrong, Rick, I really think they would give the president a run for his money. Why do they? And I know she's liberal. And my conservative friends are listening, say, no, she's you know, she was in charge of Bernie Sanders' campaign. But don't you think if the Democrats put Tulsi in charge that she could win? And why don't they like her? What is it that they have against Tulsi Gabbard?
I don't. She'd be an interesting matchup, but clearly a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she voted. She didn't vote in that impeachment vote a couple weeks ago, and I think that's one of the reasons she's responding now. She voted present, which is kind of a controversial non-stance. She's got some very quirky views on foreign policy, including on Syria. She's one of the few members of Congress who met with Assad. She is more on the liberal side, I think, traditionally, but I think she scrambles a lot of expectations. She doesn't check a lot of the traditional boxes. And I saw a lot of Democrats who, you know, flat out just don't like her or a little bit worried about her. We remember what Hillary Clinton said about her.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago.
Like she was a Russian asset or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Without offering evidence. But, you know, I'm curious. The big state for her is going to be New Hampshire, because New Hampshire, unlike Iowa and unlike most other states, independents can vote in either party. And there's a lot of unaffiliated voters who, by the way, they don't really have a challenge to vote for on the Republican side that day, because President Trump doesn't have any real challenger. So maybe they're going to be free to vote for her, either to send a message or to mix things up. That's the key state for her, and that's the one that I'm really watching the most closely, because that could be interesting. And if she's going to do some damage, it would have to be really starting in that state.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting. So, and Joe Biden, and I talked to my big son, Joey, who's very good at politics, and we thought, he started saying, no, Joe Biden's got this. Joe Biden's got this. It was bumpy, but he's polishing up his act a little bit. Elizabeth Warren is waning. Bernie's waning. Do you feel, in your political instinct, Rick Klein, that Joe Biden is indeed going to be the candidate on the Democratic side?
At some point, you have to just recognize the stability that he's brought to the race and to his support. And, you know, I've spent a lot of the last year predicting this is going to be an issue that's going to catch up with him, or he's going to start going down now. And none of that's happened. And it may just be a reminder that there are obviously politics freaks like us, Joe, who are watching everything. Yeah, but for most people, the game hasn't started yet. And the voting starts in about a month, and that's when people start to pay attention. And Biden is a very recognizable name, a comfortable name, and the support that he has is real. And so I think if you're looking at this and saying, well, who's the likeliest nominee today, based on the fact that there's a lot that we don't know, you have to look in Biden's direction. If you know the fact that he's been winning the whole year, you know, he's on wire to wire with almost no change in his support, and very strong support in the African American community. So. I think it's as decent a bet as you're going to get right now, is to say, you know, the guy that's been winning the whole time, wire to wire, is more likely than the others to be the nominee.
Rick Klein, political director of ABC News, kind enough to join us on this holiday week. Yesterday on ABC, on this week, Rick, a White House National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, shot down rumors that Mike Pompeo will leave the administration to run for Senate in Kansas. What are you hearing about this, Rick?
He was more definitive than I expected him to be and say, you know, I talked to him and he's not running. Now, of course, he still uses present tense when he says that. The widespread expectation is that Mike Pompeo is going to run for Senate in Kansas. He has until June to decide. The filing deadline is pretty late there. But if you saw his new Twitter account, which kind of shows the softer, more personal side, not a policy side of the Secretary of State, you can see him beginning to lay the groundwork. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't run.
Wow!
But they were sending a message clearly that things are not teed up yesterday by having Ambassador O'Brien, who's pretty close to Pompeo, mentioned just yesterday that he had spoke to him in the last couple of days, by having him come out and be relatively definitive, more definitive than others have been, in saying that it's not going to happen. That said, I'm not sure I believe him, or that I believe that it's going to be an operative statement all the way through. I do think that he's going to be a candidate for Senate.
I have to tell you, I got called. I did a benefit in Kansas City for a buddy who passed away, and my son and I went out and did a benefit. So then I got a random call from one of my buddy's friends. He goes, Joe, you coming out? Hey, you know, I'm running for Senate. He goes, I'm going to be the guy. He's a Republican candidate. And he goes, because we don't think Mike Pompeo is going to come in. Because if he goes in, apparently all of the political infrastructure on the Republican side in Kansas is behind Pompeo. That's what I got out of that conversation with my friend.
Wow.
So you're feeling that he will indeed make the leap to run for Senate, Mike Pompeo, huh?
Yeah. And I think your buddies probably confirms this piece of the thinking, that the field will be clear for him, or relatively clear for him, if he decides to do it.
That's exactly what he insinuated.
About.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Rick,
have to worry about a big primary challenge.
Rick, you know, you're so gracious with your time, and you're such a star on the political scene. I hesitate to ask you some of the things, but could you give me the breakdown on this Epstein ABC story? I know my beautiful, the audience is saying, Joe, ask Rick about the Epstein ABC story. Is there a story there? Did ABC try to quash this interview about Epstein because it led to the Clintons? Could you clear that up? And forgive me for asking that, but it's something that my listeners are concerned with.
Of course, yeah. No, I don't have any inside information. It wasn't a story that I was involved in. I know what the bosses have said, which is they conducted some interviews. They tried to chase this down, and the story wasn't ready. I know we've been very aggressive on that story all along. I know there's a special coming out early in the year looking at a new podcast series. There's a lot of stories that we begin to report that we don't chase the ground. It happens pretty regularly. I know it's frustrating for a lot of people, but that's really the process of journalism. We make a lot of calls on stories that end up not airing, some that do end up airing. That said, I'm very proud of the stories that we've pushed forward on and broken on Epstein and other stories in last year, and I think 2020 is going to be another great year for us.
All right, Rick Klein. Appreciate it, Rick. Listen, our best to the family on Long Island. Thanks for being the great dad that you are, and thanks for always joining us, Rick. We never take it for granted, my friend, and happy holidays, and here's to a great 2020.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Best to you.
Thank you. Rick Klein right there, political director of ABC News. And Debbie Duhaime, right from Rick Klein to Debbie on the roads, mm-hmm. checking out traffic for you. I tell you, people are going to be scrambling in. We got to go to New York. And so it's going to be traffic all probably today and tomorrow. Oy, New Year's Eve tomorrow. Oy,
oh, it'll be crazy.
Huh?
Times Square will be crazy, right?
I mean, you got to be. God bless. Thank you for coming and supporting New York, but you got to be nuts. I mean, Debbie.
You know, go downtown, uptown, Times Square,
I know.
Midtown is going to be nuts.
I love New York. I come here. Why? To work. That's what it is. To pay more taxes, to pay more tolls. Why do I sound like Regis? Okay. Debbie, we love you. Debbie's got the traffic for you. 10 before 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
And Broadway is absolutely fantastic. You can never go wrong going to see a Broadway show. But just not this week. It's going to be crazy. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the LIE eastbound at 111. Accident on the shoulder. Looks like B trains are back on or close to schedule. Deegan North ramp to the Cross Bronx at DeBriesville there. Still a bit busy on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. The FDR Drive south slowing down through the 90s and getting down toward the 70s. Overall traffic light at the Hudson River crossings. New Jersey Turnpike Eastern Spur North at 15W. That's a disabled vehicle. We're still seeing some slowdowns on 280 West, the ramp at exit 6 getting into Livingston. That's still blocked as well this morning. Over on 184 at Florida Grove Road in Perth Amboy, ongoing accident investigation. And over on Bear Mountain State Parkway by 202, a disabled vehicle out through Peekskill. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, on the radio at 751, did you take your balance of nature yet? 2020, come on. This is the New Year's resolution. You will now go on the balance of nature journey with me, with Frankie Five Burrows, with Albert, with Debbie, the morning team. I'll tell you, I don't want to jinx it. You know what I'm telling you? I don't want to jinx it, but I feel so great. Look at the schedule I had this fall, please. I'm going into winter here. Look at this. I don't know how I've done it, but I tell you what I have done. I've been religious in taking balance of nature on time. When Dr. Douglas Howard said, hey, you got to take a little more, Joe, a little more fruits, a little more vegetables. Don't forget, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's all balance of nature is in a vegetarian capsule. And it makes you, people say they have more energy. I have more energy. People say they have more clarity. I have more clarity. People report that their skin looks better. I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, I feel great. I'll tell you that, man. And you know what? I got up this morning. I'm like, what am I doing up this morning? And I kind of can't wait to get behind the microphone because all the news is breaking. And I feel so healthy by the grace of God and by the, and by using Balance of Nature. How's that, all right? You know you got to try it. So here's a special deal for you from Balance of Nature. 25% off a free travel set and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature, please. This will only be available until the end of the year, which is like tomorrow. So don't wait. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
The staff at AM 970 The Answer would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Year's.
Hi, this is Tony Atwood. I'm a board operator for AM 970 The Answer. I want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a happy, prosperous New Year.
Hi, this is Hope Andrade. I want to personally wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from AM 970 The Answer.
This Christmas.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
On January 10th,
they convicted an innocent man.
Michael B. Jordan.
Your life is still meaningful, and I'm going to do everything possible to keep them from taking it.
Academy Award winner Jamie Foxx.
You don't know what it is down here when you're guilty from the moment you're born.
And Academy Award winner Brie Larson.
I don't want my son growing up knowing that his mom stopped doing what was right just because she was scared.
You ain't quitting, is you?
No, sir.
Just Mercy, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in select theaters. Everywhere January 10th. Directed by Destin Daniel Cretton.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. Enter now to win a copy of Lou Paper's In the Cauldron at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel,
youtube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe, the radio. Rob Miller is in for Joe Lundberg. Happy holidays, Rob. How we doing weather-wise, man?
Yes, happy holidays, Joe. It looks like today is going to be kind of the worst of the days coming up here with some off-and-on rain and fog and some breezy conditions. Not very pleasant out there today, but this rain should move out this evening. Should be dry for tomorrow, clouds breaking for sunshine. Dry for the drop for the ball drop tomorrow night, but it will be a little bit on the chilly side as temperatures fall into the low 40s, but those breezes making it feel like it's in the 30s. But it should be dry then for the remainder of the week and temperatures climbing back up through the 40s.
All right. Thank you, Rob Miller. He's in for Joe Lundberg, 757 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Coming up in the next hour, Dov Hykind will join us. He's a former assemblyman from Brooklyn, a great guy. And we'll be talking about the anti-Semitic hate crimes in New York and why it keeps happening. Dov and I have been talking about this for years, why anyone's not doing about it, till I'm blue in the face over here. And Mike Lindell is going to join us, CEO, founder of MyPillow, loves you. And we're going to hear some memories of Don Imus from the man who was one of his best friends, Mr. Mike Lindell. Colonel Alan West is a great American, a former Republican congressman, senior advisor for the Committee to Defend the President's Super PAC. And he will join us and talk about politics and what's going on in Texas with the colonel. You don't want to miss Colonel Alan West. And also, a special addition to the show, we're very proud to bring to the airwaves in the 9 o'clock hour, Chief Terrence Monahan. This is a man who serves this city in such a stellar fashion as the NYPD chief of department, Chief Monahan. On the show, this is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking about the increased NYPD patrols in Jewish neighborhoods. It was incredible, an incredible show of law enforcement, the way they took down this cockroach that caused this mayhem at the rabbi's house, and the police got him in really record time. So we always appreciate and always support the NYPD and law enforcement everywhere. By the way, I'll be able to grant some calls at the top of the hour if you want to give a call on the Balance of Nature phone lines at 877-970-2999. And we'll catch up with Big Al Gattulo. Al took a little time off. He's back. Frankie's off. But I am here. I'm here. And it's New Year's Eve tomorrow. Can you believe that? And Al will be here with Joe Borelli. It's Piscopo in the Morning, live from the greatest city in the world. And we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees, it's 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Today, officials will be testing out the ball in Times Square that will be used to ring in the new year. The ball, which is capable of displaying more than 16 million different colors, will be sent up and down a pole to make sure it's good to go. Teacher Jared Fox and some students recognized for innovative ideas on climate change will be on hand to be honored. Each year, officials honor a different person or a group during the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. The Passaic County Prosecutor's Office investigating a shooting in Patterson. Officials say city resident walked into St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center early yesterday suffering from a gunshot wound. Police have since located the crime scene to the area of 12th Avenue and East 24th Street. Anyone with related information has to contact the Patterson Police Ceasefire Unit with details.